Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So high blood pressure, or hypertension, which we call the silent killer, continues to kill despite huge profits made by Big Pharma on anti-hypertension drugs. And I think there's an issue there. My guest is Dr. Christine Lee. She's author of The Essentials of Hypertension, a wonderful book, very easy to read, speaks to the average reader very well. Dr. Lee, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So what made what inspired you to write the book?
Well, you know, I found that there is such a need to have easy-to-use information for any type of chronic condition, and hypertension or high blood pressure is one of the chronic conditions. And what I find is, you know, you don't have to be a brain and understand everything about your condition. What you do need to know is the essentials that will help you to be able to get in control. And it's not always that you have to do run a marathon, have your weight at optimal, weight. But I think what's important for people to realize is a little goes a long way. If you have an action plan, it really helps reduce the stress in your body to know what you should do to start bringing your blood pressure under control. And I think a lot of people hear about blood pressure and they go to the doctor and they don't get some vital information from the physician only for one reason, is that they're only there 1% of the time of their whole life. We have another 99% of the time that we're with ourselves and need to be responsible. And some of the responsible things we can do are within our control, which is wonderful, which I think a lot of people really need to hear and need to know.
Dr. Lee, I want to get into that before we get into that action plan, because I like that approach, that idea of developing an action plan. But before we do that, though, we call hypertension, high blood pressure, the silent killer. But in your book, you also talk about some of the unknown warning signs. There are some things that may happen to us that might indicate that we have a blood pressure issue. Can you share that first with some of my listeners?
Sure. Especially for men, if they're experiencing erectile dysfunction, they need to bring that up to their physician, because that could be a component of their hypertension, as well as possibly some of their medication that they're taking. Also, if you have feeling dizzy upon standing, that could be a condition of hypertension with your medications, or getting up in the middle of the night to always having to go to the bathroom. That also can be related to the medication you're taking. If you look at your ankles and you have swollen ankles, and an easy way to tell if you have swollen ankles is if you press your thumb into your ankles for about 15 seconds, and when you release your thumb, if you have an indentation in your ankles, that is a sign that you are retaining water and possibly have hypertension. These are easy signs that can help you to think there might be a correlation that these signs are hypertension. Another one is if you wake up in the middle of the night snoring, gasping for air, there is sleep disorders that can contribute to hypertension. That's something to be aware of. There are other conditions, or I should say symptoms, that you can see on your body that could give you an idea that you may be at risk for high blood pressure.
So, Dr. Lee, though, so it's interesting because we call it the silent killer, but even I know as a clinician and medical doctor, there usually are signs of blood pressure issues in most people. We just need to be more aware of that. What about, are you a proponent of having people go into their local health food store, grocery store, whatever it is, and check their blood pressure once a week? Is that something that you talk about with your patients and friends and family?
Absolutely. You know, One of the things is people aren't getting their blood pressure measured enough. Some people aren't getting their blood pressure measured at all. So how do you even know if there's a problem? Anytime you have an opportunity to get your blood pressure measured, you should. But the other thing that you need to know in your mind is just because you have one high blood pressure reading does not mean you have high blood pressure. So the question would be is, what is that reading supposed to be to tell me if I have high blood pressure? Well, if anybody has a 140 over 90, if it's greater than 140 over 90, that is a medical definition of high blood pressure. We don't want that number at all in our blood pressure. Right. We do have to be careful, though, when we go somewhere and we get our blood pressure measured. And this is a common mistake. When you're getting your blood pressure measured, you need to be sitting for 5 minutes quietly before you get it measured. Both feet should be planted firmly on the ground, back against the chair. And when the measurement is being taken, do not talk. That's very important. Even if people ask you questions, they can wait for the 1 to 2 minutes it takes for your blood pressure. And wait till that's over, because it does increase your blood pressure. Another thing to think about when you're going to get your blood pressure taken, if you're a smoker, don't smoke 30 minutes before you get your blood pressure taken. That elevates your blood pressure for a short period of time.
So, Dr. Lee, I want to move on, and all of this stuff, by the way, is in Dr. Lee's book, The Essentials of Hypertension, where you can learn some about those symptoms and warning signs. By the way, I do think that for me, in my own experience, about 110 over 70 is the optimal numbers I like to see. 120 over 80 is, I believe, the beginning of pre-hypertension. Just want to throw those numbers out there. You talk about an action plan. So what? Yes. Tell us what makes up an action plan. We have about a minute left, so just give us the
sure.
gist of it.
In order to get control of your hypertension, you need to know what to do. That's your action plan. Your action plan should have in there what your doctor feels your blood pressure should be for you to be your healthiest. That's the first information. The second information is know what your blood pressure is now, because if we don't know, then we can't see how close you are to where your physician wants you to be. The second is, if you're taking medications, know when to take it, how often, and stay on them consistently. The third thing is losing weight. You don't have to lose a lot, but continue to lose weight, because as little as 10 pounds can bring your blood pressure down to 15 to 20 millimeters per mercury. So that's 5 to 20 points. Very important. Eating a healthy meal will also help you decrease your weight. So you really need to have a healthy lifestyle with medications if you need it. So you need to know what
Dr. Lee, you remind me. Yes. You remind me of the DASH diet, which is the dietary approach to stop hypertension, which has been shown to lower the top number 11 points, and that's going to be more calcium, right, more magnesium, more potassium, less salt, watch the alcohol. Very simple approach that works just as good as some of the medications that we have out there. So the book is called The Essentials of Hypertension. Where can people purchase your book?
They can go online, and it's www.optimallife.net with one L. You can also purchase the books on ebooks, but if you go online, it's sometimes easier, and it also has other information that you might want.
And that's awesome, Dr. Lee. And as I said, the books are very easy to read, just full of really good tips and information. And again, it really covers the essentials of hypertension, and you've written other ones on other age-related disorders, and I really appreciate all the work that you're doing. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.